Hello, mermaids. This is me checking in. I have not been ignoring you for 2 weeks, and I wasn't even completely at sea. I did semi have internet for the last 2 weeks, except for the last Friday. Last Friday, it just didn't work at all. There was no internet. There was a slight sail, but not a big one. It was only about a 3 hour sail, but besides points, I just could not load anything up. Nothing, not even these little 2 minute tests that just went through. So, not ignoring you, still sticking to the twice a week when possible, but again, I live on a boat and presently in the Caribbean and not always able to have a consistent connection when I want it. So, here's the hoping now that this cruiser Wi-Fi net is strong enough to keep these uploading and not just downloading the occasional thing. Fingers crossed. So I do want to actually check in and talk about goal setting, because you know it is January, and that was my original goal for the last three tries. And if you're in the Creative Mermaids Facebook group, you did get a video, which was me sweating and in St. Lucia, big blobs of water dripping off me as I'm like, you know, I just went from minus 19 to plus 35. It was a giant jump and a lovely jump. I am not complaining. St. Lucia was absolutely beautiful. And but I really wanted to get this, and you can hear the radio crackling in the background. Again, I live in a boat for the proof. Really, you get out of the practice with these things, you start rambling even more than usual. But I really wanted to at least get that idea, because we're in the moment, so what we're working on. I'll just start from scratch. Blah! This is me, guys, and this can be you too. Trust me, you just need to embrace it and roll with it and stick it out there and just send it out with love and have fun and let go of those intentions, because I think that's the big thing. As soon as you have your intentions wrapped up, you get so uptight, like. Everything that becomes fun all of a sudden becomes not so fun. You look back and you kind of log in sometimes. You're like, I'm expecting three comments. And you get three. And you're like, oh. And now all of a sudden, everything that you just did with so much joy, the next time you look at it, you're like, wait, I don't want to do it anymore, because what if I get no comments? And then all of a sudden, you're like, what am I talking about? I live in a day and age where I can do fun things, where I can get online, I can just babble into the phone and enjoy myself. And then, why is it then that other people's reaction to it takes away the joy of what I'm doing at the moment? But that's always the case, or at least it often is the case. You need to struggle with it. You need to sit down with yourself. You need to ask yourself, why am I doing this? What is my intention? Now, if your intention is that the reason that you're doing it is to make sure that lots of people hear and you get lots of engagement and lots of comments, and you know the dollar bills start rolling in, then yes, you should be keeping an eye on these metrics. But at the same time, there's easier ways to make money faster than getting online and trying to push yourself that way. You know, take a really crappy job for a year that pays lots of money up north or something like that, and it'll be a faster, easier slog, and invest it wisely. And that's what I realized that I've had to think about. Like, of course, I want Creative Mermaids to support me and be financially successful. At the same time, I also do it because I love it and it's fun, and I have to stop letting. I'm pretty good. Every now and then it stops. But, you know, for the most part, I'm like, I do this because I love it. You know, it's the whole thing of making myself crazy to avoid being crazy. And I do with my writing, too. You know, this kind of thing where I'm writing and I'm loving it, and then I publish it, and I'm like, yay, it's out there, you know. And, you know, it's making enough money to pay my coffee bills, and I do want it to make more than my coffee bills. Of course, I want it to pay all my bills, not just my coffee fund money. At the same time, then I start going crazy, going, okay, well, then I need to do this, and this. And all of a sudden, my writing time is not as much fun because I put all these expectations and claws into it, and I sit there spending more time wondering and wrestling, like, what can I do to make this, you know, as financially successful as possible? And then all the fun goes out of it. So I think it's really important to really strive and find that balance of setting your attention beforehand. And sometimes I realize that if it's something that I want to make money from, well, that's my intention from it. And that's perfectly okay. And then I treat that particular project as a business. But when it's something that I'm doing because I love it and it's fun, and this podcasting is not going to make me any money. I hold this up to an anchor and I ramble into it at random times. So no, this is not what I'm expecting to pay my bills. This is fun, and this is my way of trying to share the Creative Mermaid's way of thinking and thoughts and some of the ideas that we do. And to be raw and rough and get the first drafts out of my head, but also shared with you, and then I can turn around and polish it up later. And so I really got to stop going with, that numbers here count for me. This is fun, and I need to let it be fun. And I think that's important. Again, your intention is what matters. You need to like let it go. And if your intention is to make money, then yes, do these metrics. But don't let your intention for something fun to then bleed over. That's not so much fun.